The Nationals trying to win for the sixth time in seven games, taking on the Dodgers. And Tommy Lasorda, 11 days after being in the hospital, receiving a pacemaker at the game for this one. What a great sight to see him there. We pick it up in the second scoreless game. Anthony Rendon facing Hyunjin Ryu.
Fly ball deep down the left field line, and it is gone. Into Mannywood. Anthony Rendon with his 11th home run of the year. The Nationals, who lead the National League now with 87 home runs, take a 1-0 lead. Forsyth has turned in a spectacular defensive play already tonight, too. And a ball in the hole at short. Trey Turner throws at the other end. There is Zimmerman digging it out. A carbon copy play of the one that Seager turned in to end the top half of the third. And here in the bottom half of the third, Forsyth is robbed by Trey Turner.
It's an oh yeah moment. Oh yeah, you think you can make that play? Watch this.
Same play, same position, same throw, same result. Wow. The 1-2. Ground ball up the middle into center field for a base hit. Murphy scores, and so does Rendon. Matt Wieters, a two-out single to center, plates two, and the Nationals take a 3-0 lead.
1-2 pitch, and where was the pitch? Right down the middle.
Well, as advertised, these boys can hit. Harper bangs a single into left field. In to score is Trey Turner. And the Nationals take a 4-0 lead. So Gonzalez in the on-deck circle, hoping to get a shot at it. The 2-2 from Perez to Grandal. Call strike three, and that's the ball game. Big slow curveball. Grandal was fooled and left standing at the plate. Nationals win the first of this three-game series, 4-2.
Oliver Perez with his first save of the season as the Nationals win for the sixth time in seven games, taking it 4-2. Gio Gonzalez the win, allowing two runs in six innings. Anthony Rendon with his seventh multi-hit game in his last 12 contests. He also tallies two runs scored. Dodgers come up short against the Nationals. Manager Dave Roberts spoke to the media.
Hyunjin was, he was good. He was really good. He came out with a lot of conviction. You know, there were some 93s and fours. You know, the change was good. Cutter good. And just to kind of see him come out really tonight with a purpose and focus was really encouraging. And, you look back at that start and 3-2 to Rendon. Decent changeup, hits it out for a home run, and, you know, good at bat by Wieters, and hit a fastball, you know, for a two-out base hit. So that right there was sort of the difference in the game, and spun a breaking ball to Harper, but that ball had eyes. But if you look at the whole body of work, seven innings, give up four runs, not a lot of quality contact. There were some strikeouts in there, so I think start to finish, this is, you know, one of the best outings he's had all year.
And it's the first time he's gone and he's pitched into the seventh. So is this sort of one of those things, again, you're able to check off throughout the season that he can meet that mark?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things with Ryu, that early on coming off injury, to be able to hold velocity. And, you know, tonight was the most he's pitched and the most, the hardest I've pushed him. And, you know, for him to get through seven innings, you know, 100 pitches, and to keep the stuff was there and it held. I think for him, it's something to build on.
Does he get another start?
He does. He does. I don't know the exact date, but, I think that Hyunjin has, earned that opportunity.
You liked what Ryu did. You left seven on base, I believe. Do you feel like this was one of those nights where you just had a couple missed opportunities that ended up being the difference?
I think so. You know, Rendon's a good, he sees the changeup well. And so, you know, got into 3-2 and left it up a little bit. And, you know, Wieters is on the fastball. So I think that if you take those two pitches out right there, it's a different ball game. But that's kind of pitch sequencing. But as far as pure stuff, Hyunjin, pretty dang good.
Dave, when you get to the eighth inning, I know you got to worry about the ninth and how your lineup looks there, but when you've got some of your best hitters on the bench because they hit left-handed, do you give any thought when Franklin was coming up to go, I know he's here to hit left-handers, but I got these best hitters and I got a guy in scoring position, and I don't know about the ninth.
Well, I think that, you know, you try to have, you know, I have confidence in all the players, but I think that there is something to the handedness. And, you know, Franklin, you know, didn't have his best night at the plate, but he's on this club to hit left-handed pitching. And I think if you look at, you know, our left-handed hitters and Yasmani being right-handed on the bench, you know, their bodies of work, you know, with a larger sample, you know, maybe outside of Cody, hasn't been very productive. So, and you take Franklin and his body of work has been productive. So I think that I try not to, and you can't look at the three at-bats previous and just continue to give guys like that an opportunity to be productive. He was active over there, and you know, there was a funky play in there where CT kind of had trouble with the grounder, but it was a bad throw. Kike, baseball player, he's an athlete, tried to make the most of it, but I thought he passed.
Bottom six, you guys were able to get some runs in and get the bats going. Did you feel like that was going to springboard? Were you just waiting for one more big hit and to keep that thing going?
I did. You know, and I thought there were some good at-bats in there. You know, CT with the big hit. And, you know, that's the time we did, you know, stressed Gio a little bit. But he managed to, you know, induce some soft contact and get out of that inning. And I thought we had the young kid. I thought Rivero. I thought that we could get to him. And, you know, plus stuff. Doesn't really have the command. I thought we could get to him, but had a little bit of opportunity, but kind of let him off the hook.
Hyunjin Ryu takes the loss, allowing 4 runs in 7 innings. He talked after the game.
I feel like I'm getting stronger as the season is progressing. So I was pretty happy to see 94 miles per hour being hit on the radar. But at the same time, I gave up runs with 2 outs. So I wasn't really too happy about that. But overall, just talking about velocity, I feel like my arm's getting stronger and my game's becoming better. As a player, my job is to go out there, pitch, and whenever the team wants me to pitch. And I'm glad that Doc said that he's giving me another chance. And you know, considering my situation and how this is the season that I'm coming back after 2 years of surgery, I feel like I'll take it a game at a time and see how it goes from there. But I'm just glad that he's willing to give me another chance.
Up next, the series against the Nationals continues on Tuesday with Brandon McCarthy on the hill.